morning, good afternoon, good evening, my dear listeners. How have you been doing? Today I want to just say thank you so much for tuning in, and I would just love to know how your Thursday is. Munaendelea vipi? So it's another second edition where we're talking about money and finances as a Christian youth. With Set On Me, I have three amazing guests, and I would love for them to introduce themselves with whatever they do.
Hey guys, my name is Victor. I'm a graphic designer. I'm glad to be here again, and I'm enjoying the session. Yeah, be blessed.
Hi guys, my name is Doreen. I've been here before, and I love to be here.
Hi guys, my name is Ashon. I am an MC, a poet. I am a graphic designer, also a photographer, a videographer. Yeah, basically anything to do with entertainment and media. And I am so glad to be here. Thank you.
You all look absolutely amazing. I love your fashion sense. We've listened to you, our audience, and also on this session we have a visitor from another church, and that is Ashon. And I am very glad that you are as versatile as I am. Naona kuna kwenye tunafika, tunakutania. So I know youth and finances a bit at a very tasty waters, and I would love for us to talk about this money, and let's talk about our experiences so that the youth out there will be able to connect with you. So the first question is, what are some common financial mistakes or pitfalls that young people should avoid? The mistakes that we should avoid financially.
You know what? most of us is used, we overspend. We use more than what we earn, because mostly we realize that some of us, we are in groups that like to spend a lot of money in things that are not necessary. Utagundua kwamba, let me say, clubbing is not bad, but you realize that some of the use of a club, they drink so much to an extent where they don't realize themselves. Unakunywa hadi unasahau kama ulikuwa unaenda nyumbani ama hiyo club ndo kwako. So you realize that that's one of the things. But this one comes out of peer pressure and the group that we are in as youths. So the solution for that is that if we know who we are, if you set your goals rightly, if you know where you are going to, then some of the things like those ones, you'll avoid them. Yes.
Yes. On that also, somebody said that you should not, before you buy something, you should first ask yourself, do I really need it? Do I want it? No, you ask yourself, do I want it? Do I need it? And is it necessary? So don't just, you know, you can overspend also buying things. So just be careful about what you buy. Ask yourself if you really need it, and if it's really going to help you at that particular time before you purchase it. Yeah.
Ashon.
Yes, I think they are correct. Talking about spending, maybe something like the things we do sana, for example, when you're in a relationship, but then you find yourself overspending and you don't even notice. For example, the dates you go to, unajua zingine, you want to prove a point by taking a girl into an expensive restaurant, and you want to overspend manze ndo one eh umse ukweli anaweza. And not just that, also okay, simba sijasema ni mbaya. I'm just saying, I think you should cheza na mfuko yako.
Hata kibandaski iko sawa.
Exactly. Na flesi nito klabu pale manze kuna
sifulize bana. Kuelewa demu.
But then for real, as in, unapatanga mse amenda maybe KFC, amespend like tuseme kitu kata umbili on just a date peke yake. Unajua angeenda
Simbaya.
Food peke yake ni 1200.
Simbaya, sikatai, but unaweza enda place kama Vibanda Village ama Lunchbox, alafu uspend kitu kama tao na mshibe mfilfiti, you get. I think unafona cheza na I only have like 2,000 shillings. How am I going to utilize this money? At least niko sure nitapata fare yangu. Mm-hmm. Na pia nitabaki na kitu kama ya credit. Enye hata ya kifika home, I think nitamcall. Unaget.
Lakini unajua pia hata sisi madem tunafaa kuwapeleka dates.
Eh, hey, maze bana. Hey,
That is a very nice point.
When is it coming, bana?
Tables have not turned like that.
No, we take.
No, it's not about table turning,
no,
man.
It's about table turning. It's about just making him feel special. Well, squeeze one, mesema wamekata socks na wallet. So what's the next best thing you can do for him?
Jazzy and Jazzy's a team in your support.
Can cook for him.
Azi, cooking atapika yeye mwenyewe ama atapikiwa na mzazi. But again, also we should also consider these things when you're overspending sana even on food. Ama for example, uko too solo and you feel like ordering food from outside, unapata umespend kitu kama punch jumo order food, na ungekuwa na kitu kama so ungepika food yenye ungeshiba tu na una save 400, you know. And these are some of the mistakes that people do, but they don't notice, maybe because they feel like they have money at that moment. But when that moment passes, ndo na notice, manze ile time yenye nilikuwa na ile punch, I think ningesave ile for so na nitumie so peke yake on lunch, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was very unnecessary maybe to use all this money just on lunch peke yake, and maybe I could have done something else with the money.
Yeah,
lakini mkiongelea hapo ku overspend, I tend to overspend on outfits actually. And
yeah, I know that.
No, it's not even about like kiatu ya 2500. I'll just go, I like it, I buy it. And then when unafika unajiuliza, so what was the use of me buying it? Because I don't like, no, I will not even ask myself if I need it. I have seen it, I've loved it, I will get it. So yeah, I think nafaa kuanza ku learn how to be a good financial planner. So how do you avoid being consumed by the pursuit of wealth? Like now sisi ni vijana, najua we really want to have something. So how do you avoid getting consumed by that desire for wealth?
So being consumed, that means basically you realize there's someone who said too much of something is poisonous. So Whenever you consume something, let me say, whenever you consume too much of something, then it becomes poisonous to you. Anything you consume. So my point is that we as youths, or anyone else outside there, we'd only be organized, or we will not be confused, or we'll be organized creatures if we set our goals. Sawa? If you set your goals, then you'll basically deal with things that are, for example, if I'm having 100,000, then I set my goals, nitaanza na first priorities kwanza, then niende kwa zile zenye si za maana. Then nakishe everything ambayo nimepanga, hiyo 100k imeingia hapo kwa hizo programs. So my point is that we need to set goals. We need to set reasonable goals, achievable ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever we get the money we are getting, or the property we are getting, hatuitumii in the wrong way. So kama una goals na pesa ikuje, ama una visions, ujelee strategies of how you are going to use the money that you want to use it whenever it's coming. Utagundua ikikuja, utakuwa confused how you are going to use it. Utajipata umetumia vitu nyingi kwa umepanga kutumia. So the only thing, ama the only a good way to help us as youths is let us set goals and let us have reasonable visions and attainable ones, in that whenever we get the money that we are looking for, or the wealth, then basically it will help us to align with our visions and our goals that we have laid across.
Okay, that's amazing, Doreen. How do you avoid being consumed?
Being consumed by the desire for wealth,
yeah.
Okay. Now, we should avoid pressure. I know most of us youths out here, kuna wale watu at 23, they are driving really nice vehicles, they are living in really fancy houses, and then you are there, una consumiwa na ile pressure ya now what should I do about this? Why am I not getting this? Why are my friends having this? I'm not getting it. But sasa unajua unaweza kuwa consumed hivyo until you start doing things that even are not godly, but so that you can get this
in a good money. in a good way mazina inakufanya unakuwa as in a push da kwa sivyo kitu
lakini yeah kuna both youth mostly tukifika hapo hivyo kwenye hiyo desire ya consume it's normally not right
kuna peer pressure na kuna pressure so there's something there are different things peer pressure and pressure. There are different things.
But pressure is just actually. We are just looking at how, continue.
Have you ever realized, let me say this.
Yes.
The mind of a human being works well when it's under pressure. Sawa. So.
It's true.
It's true, kabisa, because.
You have positive pressure.
You can, when you have 5 to 5, so you can find in 10 days, in 1 hour.
No, I'm talking about the negative pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch how you're getting these ideas from other people. You don't know how those people got those cars and those money that they have, because may remember there's this group of people when you were they boomed with the Bitcoin thing. So Bitcoin came and everybody boomed, everybody was driving Subarus, everybody was living in mass
houses,
big boys.
And then I started saying, hey, ata mimi nataka hii Bitcoin. Yeah, you go to them, they tell you how they invested, and they invested things. But when you get to the bottom of it, actually, me, I realize it's scamming. These people, okay, there's honest thing, but mostly, like 90%.
You come as even your forex in a
move. It's scam.
Bitcoin more than 35,000.
Yes. It's like stealing actually other people's money. And it's not something that you want to do if you're a Christian. You don't want to steal other people's, you don't want to steal another person's sweat. So you should take care of how you succumb to this pressure. Yes.
One of the things that makes people maybe to be consumed by these materials is the people they hang around with. Now the peer pressure. If I'm around the wrong people, they'll definitely make me go the wrong ways, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it is very hard. By the way, it is very hard to avoid being consumed by these materials. Hey, unaona makeks pale, Subaru Forester pale na kuchekesha, and you feel like yes, I really need to get that, you know. But also, if peer pressure can put you into that situation, mina semanga kama peer pressure naweza kuweka hapo, it definitely means if you change your circle and the people you hang around with, it can also change your mindset, you know. Change the people that you talk to, change the people that you engage with, you know. At least change your circle, unaona. Kama for example you used to hang around with people who are so interested in things that don't even matter, ama tunazitanga zile vitu za dunia. You should also check around and look for people who are God-fearing, people who will direct you to the right ways. Wasa utakwambia niaje, this is how to do this thing and this thing. And when you're walking in that lane, however much something entices you, utajipata manze, you're focused. Unajua, I know this thing, hii ni do, hii ni gari, hii ni tejefiti iPhone 14, but again, I still have a goal. Like Victor Mesema, you still have a goal that you have to, you know, like si kila kitu ina evolve around dough na materials.
Mm-hmm.
Unajua pia kuna kuserve God kwa ministry na vitu kama hizo. Mm-hmm. And I think just that hanging around the right people pia inaweza kusaidia to walk down the right lane pia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have something to add on that. I know some of the people watasema, I have only 2 friends, I have 3 only. Lakini for me, what I usually do, I accept all friends. Sawa? What lies in my court ni kwamba, now I need to decide. Kwa friends, no angapi tunajengana. I've categorized all of them. Na sema, awa ni wanabiashara, awa ni mshiene, awa ni, yeah, so, awa ni designer, so awa ni wale nendanisha career wise, right?
Yeah.
So you have to categorize all of them, so because you need everyone. We need everyone in the society. Ukisema mimi nakuondoa kwa sako yangu, then next time utakuwa na shida. Hata kama atuendanishi, kuna venye utanijenga.
Yeah.
So we need everyone. It's just a matter of timing. Time inakuanga tofauti, but let me say that that's me. So mimi inakuanga na all kind of friends.
Okay.
And also, like, there's time for everybody. If you succeed today, it was your time. I'm happy for you. Like, you'll also succeed. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
they always say clap until it's your turn.
Yes.
So,
you don't have it now, you'll have it tomorrow, you'll have it the
next time. You clap, I clap for you until it's my turn. Then you return the favor, you nipigie makofi.
Yeah.
Ngumu lakini inabidi tu. Umezoea.
Kwa nini wewe unakuogopa? Wewe unakaa ule mtu wa jealous.
Ah, bana ndo umesema. So mimi.
Wewe umesema it's hard.
Of course we are normal human beings, right?
Yeah, and I really love the way you said about the service to God. Unajua sisi by the way kutoanga 10% na wangu.
Yes.
How do you feel about the tithing, like, how does it work for you?
No, let me say this. I guess it's already registered in me. So let me say, Kamba, I should do my calculations. Any money I get out of that money, I must bring out 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of how personal you made yourself with God. The relationship between you and God. So the 10% is a mandatory. Hata tunafanya naambiwa kanisani is hiyo hata si ati sijui ati nitapeleka nikuwa nayo. Hiyo ni mandatory. Ni kama mwambiwa later you know party high. So but then we are having some of the things by the grace of God. But the 10% hiyo ni mandatory kama unalipa kwa Mungu without no faith. So
sasa, how do you keep that discipline? Unajua sasa unaweza toa hii mwezi next month useme
actually inakuwa ngumu by the way.
Yeah, it's hard.
Kunini hiyo consistency sana when it comes to church. But again, I stand to be corrected. According to me, I type, but I don't type in church. There is somewhere in the Bible that says, I think it's either Deuteronomy or Numbers, it talks about tithing 10% and giving it to the poor. You know, so mimi kiangalia church yetu bana, watu wako na magari, pasi yako na V8 pale, you know, and nikifikiria kwenda ku tithe, church iko developed already, kila kitu iko sawa. So I look around me, people who do not have something, you know, that I have, you know.
Yeah.
Kama nimepata thao leo, nachukua ngaso maybe na nikipita pale kwa streets kwanza na making sure niko na two coins natupa maybe kwa toy, you know.
Yeah.
And all that, and na si hiyo peke yake, you can also consider vitu kama charity events. When you have charity events, ukisikia best yako kuna charity events, you just unamtumia so unamtumia robe and you tell them niaje, that is my support. And and I know watu wanasema oh hapana, you should tithe to church nini and all that. Yeah, but ni sawa, but again maybe people have different ways of doing things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So my way ni inakwanga to give those children kuwa support to and vitu kama hizo. Yes.
Okay, and is now doing that is tithing or it's just like, you know there's tithing and there's helping, you know, the needy, no, supporting.
I think it depends with what comes out of your heart actually.
Yes, and you understand.
Unajua kuna mwenye anajua, yes, it's mandatory kuileta church, anaileta na bado ataenda complain aseme huyo pastor anakula pesa hiyo.
Exactly. Yes.
Umenielewa? Ameleta kweli.
No, but I'm trying to see the difference. Is it the same thing tithing, giving the way you are giving to the poor, you're giving to the street children? Is it tithing?
I think the question should be what is the end goal?
So I guess tithing should be out of a willing heart.
Yes.
So come or feel like you don't want to tithe, don't force yourself because you need laws to make.
Yes.
Whenever you are paying something, for example, we are not paying God, but we are returning thanks to Him. So tithing is like returning thanks to God. But for Him, He says that is a mandatory. It's mandatory. So what we just said, for your case, I don't know how I've never heard of that, because maybe tithing, what I understand, napeleka church inaombewa ukishaombewa you get blessings. Usakuja penye imeenda
ni kama ile inaleta mazao yako ya kwanza. Okay, hiyo ni malimbuko. But
so, hiyo ingine,
No, but you see,
you give out of a willing heart.
But you see,
someone here pale ana shida, just
but no, I still understand where it comes from.
Yes.
Unajua hata church, unajua hata tukitoanga 10% church, yes. It's supposed, you're supposed kuna 10% ya church inafaa kutoa. Alafu kwa hiyo pesa bado they're supposed to give it back to the orphans and the widows. There's a percentage that you're supposed to give,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of which most of the time it does not go there, yeah. Maybe he has a feeling that already ashaona church almost kama amesema church iko sawa, watu wanaendesha already, all the developments but are done, anaipeleka kwa street. You know that street kid atakuwa anakula akisema acha abarikiwe, you
yeah,
know
yeah.
There's the power of the tongue. Sasa huyo anakula hiyo siku na anasema ah, oh, jamani ni bariki, Mungu mbariki, you know. So I think it is how we take these things. Ni venye una feel.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference there. I think it's mainly
but have you realized that ushaipata kuna kampuni, okay, not even kampuni, some rich people,
yeah.
They don't go to church. Their way of giving back ni kwenda orphanages ama like NGOs, stuff.
Yeah, na way of giving
so
back.
So that is their way of giving tithing. Back. No, it is almost like tithing. And that is why they are being blessed. Na sisi tu tumebaki
almost one. Like
unajua sisi wa Kristo hata ku like even the checking back on the orphans and the widows has become so hard. Na utapata mtu mwenye ako nje yeye anajua hiyo church iko na widow fulani na watoto wake wanaenda shule fulani, and sometimes I will chip in. Na yeye aje kuja church. You know, they say true service or true giving back to God is always visiting the poor, the sick, the orphans and the widows.
The widows, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is okay. So are you disciplined with the money? Let me just ask that. I just say yes or no.
What do you mean? Disciplined what?
Are you disciplined with the money? Do you have a healthy relationship with money?
Hey, Mazi, I'm disciplined, man. Okay. I'm disciplined.
Ashok, how do you feel about your money?
I'm not a spendthrift.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, as I said, I go 50-50. Sometimes we're in a good relationship, sometimes in a near child. All is well.
All is well.
All is well.
Me, no. I think I'm below 50.
But I'll say that according to
tell us. You know, okay, you're really making us like to call attention.
I'll say this. According to statistics, a man should be more disciplined with money compared to a lady.
Yeah, because
so a man should be more because you realize even if the lady is working, you are the one who's providing. So you should be more disciplined in terms of, because if you spend more than her, then that means that family is going nowhere.
Yeah, there was a pastor who was saying, as much as your wife is earning, make sure you dress her up, make her hair, make her nails. Because the moment that woman starts spending her money, atakwambia kuna kitu nyo unafanya. Which is true.
Yeah, that is true.
Because, okay, anyway, you know, it is like inbuilt that you're the providers and the protectors and all that stuff. So, yeah, okay. Now, you know, I want you to tell me of a time when you were... How would I say? When you had to make a difficult financial decision. And you had hiyo siku ilibidi tumeambia Mungu nisaidie hapa.
Sorry, repeat that question again.
Like, can you share an example of a time when you had to make a difficult financial decision that you felt the need to involve your faith?
Hey, my faith. Let me try to ponder about it. Someone...
I should
to come after.
Obvious kuna zile instance. Let me first start with high school. When I was in high school, I and my business class, we decided to start like a business, you know, like sit kwa class ya business, let us now implement what we have been taught kwa class. Acha sasa to practice hapa nje. So we decided to start selling biscuits and sweets and all that. So I invested heavily, 100 Kenyan shillings, that is $1.
That's a lot.
Aye, that's a lot. Ikifika niyo time, that time ilikuanga definitely it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And una investing, you like it's like you want to give, it's like you don't want to, because you know ah na tunasoma now and you really know them very well, unajua kiu yao mali inachezea, so you know ikitu hati kileta faida definitely kuna mali tafika, alafu you know tuanze kukosana and all that, so una investing itu unambia Mungu ni ajewe, you just do yourself, but
yeah.
Mimi nimepeana ni sawa, but I know it's for business, I know it's for business specifically, but again eh manze ile faida ikikam nisitwe mwinje. And you know the funny thing is tulikuanga na mwalimu wetu wa business ndio alikuanga ni kama sasa matron. Yeye alikuwa anashikilia.
Mhm.
Alikuwa anashikilia the whole thing. Mimi sasa tunakwambia ukweli, we invested, we risked, but you don't know. You don't even know what happened. Tulishtukia biashara imeisha.
Mwalimu nyinyi wale mwalimu
biashara. Tulishtukia biashara imeisha.
Ulikuwa unasema
expect more of that.
Yes, mimi ndo nitoa 100 group. Hata nikula biscuit mbili hakuna shida. So matu na kuku anangojea pesa ya faida alafu uko hapo na kula
biscuit. Unakula biscuit.
Exactly, unasema mimi nilitoa so nikitoa 10 bob kwa biscuit mbili Simba, you know. So you that is how unajua hiyo ako ka risk tu kadogo hivyo and haiku come kukuwa na returns. You want to kuwa na ile discipline pia ya biashara fiti.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you know kunywa maji msafi.
Hey mazee, you're talking of big things, man. Hey, let me show my small thing. So I'm an investor, and one thing with business is it reaches a time where you want to begin something lakini hakuna dawa kuanzisha. So you have to partner with someone so that you begin. So one thing with partnership, you're not sure kama hiyo dot imepata na mjamaa kama utapata ama utakunywa maji. So there's a guy somewhere who wanted to get a piece of land, na alikuwa amebaya amefikisha nusu. So alinikujia akaniambia, we are too close. So let me say that we are too close. So alikuja akaniambia kwamba if it's possible nichukue nimsaidie na there's a amount of money, let me say it was 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
1.2 nimsaidie malizie hiyo loan, because the piece of land was going to be taken away because the according to the agreement ilikuwa imeshapita
time ya kulipa.
So time ya kulipa ilikuwa imeshapita. So what they did, they wanted to take the land back. So nilienda nikachukua the loan 1.2, I paid. That's a risk, sindio?
Yeah, that's a risk.
So yeah, what happens after yes agreement.
Oh.
Hey mazee bana, in Kenya we business ingine bana, have your personal lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some things they need legal matters. I trust them. Don't even trust. Let me say, don't even trust your brother
when it comes to business. Yeah,
business money, business, man. Business. If you want to know the true character of a person, give them money. Ask your Buddha. Will you please be happy? Yeah. So the point is that I took the 1.2. We did the business. Yeah, profit is coming.
Profit has come back.
No, not it, but. We agreed it's for a period, a season of time, a period of time. Nitakuwa merudi yote. So something's just a matter of risking.
Yeah, I know, like unajua kwanza when it comes to shamba, I think I grew up seeing my mom ananunua mashamba.
Yeah.
My mom was alikuwa ule mtu wa nataka niongeze shamba, because when my dad died we just had like I think 1 acre of land. Na alituacha na ngombe. So, there's a time ulikuwa unafika kutoka shule ameuza ngombe yote. Unafika ulikuwa unakuja na saiki ya kunywa maziwa, kuna ngombe. No, you know like inzito huko ongeza ulizia. Until ile siku yenye alisema sasa hii shamba yangu imetosha, nataka nipimiwe. Like alinunua half the shamba akiuza ngombe za. So like I grew up just like seeing her. Oh my god.
Wow.
That woman had like good ikifika story ya shamba.
Akona test.
Ilikuwa ikifika story ya shamba ni kato ameamshiwa mashindani fulani.
Mashindani tena.
Sasa hiyo si kuelewa. Hiyo ni kopo ya shamba. I think that was that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
where there's a will there's a fight.
Yeah, I think with shamba you never go wrong. It's something that appreciates. And I really love like Kenya is becoming very conversant with buying land.
It's called real estate.
I think I've seen it with Optivem. Optiven are really doing a good job with selling land, and I think it's high time hata sisi wenyewe vijana we just like start seeing and say ah nahitaji yako kashamba kwa quota inauzwa ka
sio
you buy 100 you know you buy it for 1.2 million the next time you buy it it's about you sell it's about 4 million
yes, yes.
So I think there's some investments that we ought to like open up our minds. So as we're almost winding up, so what advice would you give to a young person who's just starting out in their careers and then how do you advise them on financial planning?
For me, I'd tell them this one of the most important things I think don't listen to people.
Okay.
Kuna kwanga na motivational speakers, they will come to tell you this and that. But one thing I normally tell myself or any other person that I engage with in such conversation, mi waambia motivational speaker na kujenga kukuambia kitu, si ndio ufanya kenye alifanya ndio akafika mali amefika.
Mm-hmm.
I think anakuambia ngevo ndio ulearn, you're not alone in that situation.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
pick the most important points and learn. Manze, Piumsa may go through what I'm going through, and I'm definitely sure I'm going to reach somewhere. So do not listen to people, because unaweza fuata kenye mimi nilifanya upate haija kuveva, haija kuveva. People are different definitely. It is very important pia whenever you're doing things, ukwetu nafanya your way, trust your own instincts, by the way.
Mm.
Because may I have my own instincts, you have your own instincts, you know. Mm. So ukianza kufollow zangu utapotea.
Yeah.
So one thing I'd love to really tell the young people who are starting out, kuna nyumaza shule, maybe when nyumaza campus ama nyuko campus, when nyumaza high school, and mtu ameanza kushika shika tu pesa maybe hapa na pale. So I tell them this, do not listen to anyone. Plus, get yourself something that you need and look at the long term goals. For example, when you're there ukiwa kwa mama yako, maybe uko kwa mzazi, na uko na 2500, uko na 3000, maybe umebahatika uko na 10000, look at yourself 5 years from now, nitakuwa wapi? Definitely sitakuwa niishi na mzazi, I'll be out. No, so ask yourself, niko huko nje, what will I need? Niko na 10000, mimi kama boy nitahitaji ufa. Get yourself a ufa. Eka tu hapo kwa mzazi, tulie tu, wache zishanga tu hapo mzazi.
Pole.
Unamwambia, hey mami, nilijibaya, you know. Things like furniture, things, zile tu vitu important zenye, ukienda kwanza life,
usiku
naambia watu, mimi nilianza kama na lala chini na stove. Hapana, haisikuwa hivyo manje. Be different.
Yeah.
No, be different. That is what I'd advise them.
Yeah. Just to echo what he has just said, we realize that the generation ya your parents, a generation as is, they are way different.
Mm-hmm.
So tagundua what our parents used to do and zizao, as is what we are doing, things have changed kabisa. So my point is this, be yourself in a way that don't try to copy others. Know what you want and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Push yourself to the limit. Before you listen, what the point is, he's just said, sometimes it's good to listen to the motivation speakers, because ama jamaa bana kujenganga that thing wazungu kukufa umekufa sasa kimeisha, sasa motivation speaker sikia nilianza jamaa akona kuku 20000 anasema nilianza na mayai. So my point is that sometimes najua psychiatry naisha, but ukisikiza msemo ali achieve something mahali, ukisikiza story yake anasema ah mzee kumbe sifai kuacha, I need just to press on, and that one sometimes pia tujenga, but ukisikiza sana pia mzee naonanga inakuwa tu kama normal hawakujengi. But my point is that also listen to people who have made it in life. How did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
How unique did they do it? What made them to get what?
Yes,
basically. So also another thing, let us choose career based on our goals. Chague career ambayo inaendanisha na what we want.
Hmm.
I said kwamba tusiangalie tuchukue career based on tusiangalie pay. Wengine wanaangalia kadri wanasema nafaa kufanya nurse, nafaa kuwa doctor sababu eh mazio pay 6 digit.
Lakini sasa umeona venye kukua nurse ni hot cake. Kwa umeona kwanza wasichana wenye ni nurse wanaenda unawapata wako Australia.
Hot cake gani watu walipu Kenya?
Okay, mostly actually I have seen that it's not even about being in Kenya with nursing. Juzi I was seeing an advert, they need trained licensed nurses in the UK, they need licensed nurses in America. So I think imekuwa hot cake sana. In a way that we are not even looking at the Kenyan market anymore, we are looking at the outside market. I think that's what is going on with Sam.
You know what? There's something for all of us. There's something for every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So before you were created, God made sure that there's something that is meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
So hata uende wapi uende wapi, kuna kitu yako iko destined for you.
Yeah.
So hata uende nursing huko, utaenda mazao unaenda huko, kuna shindikana, kumbe uliitwa kuwa pastor. So my point is that
unafaa kusema like ya watu design. Mazao
unaenda huko, na tibu watu wanakufa. Shida wapi ba? So my point is that let us first, but we need to also ask God for direction, because sometimes you can be doing something, by the time you realize where you're supposed to be, we waste a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Let us ask God for direction so that He may show us what we are supposed to do before we lose a lot of time doing what we are not supposed to do.
To do.
Yes. Mm. So yeah, that is that. That's that for me.
Okay. Do you have something to say?
Okay, it has all been said. I will just second the point of trusting your instincts, and also do not limit yourself. You are a youth. Enjoy life. CAD, pesa zako zote sasa uneka for investment. You have to enjoy life. Just balance this life. And also trust in God. God provides. God gives. So trust in God. Always pray to God about your finances. So trust in God for
everything.
I think I can add to what she said.
Mm-hmm.
You have also to ask yourself, what is God saying about finances? You have learned so much about, you have learned so much from motivational speakers and people who have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, what have I learned from God? It is very also important that unapitia Bible and scriptures and you understand some of the most important disciplines pia azitoke kwa binadamu, zinatokanga pia kwa God.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of learning so much from men, learn also from God. Definitely, we know in us you kubatisha God and akongana lessons.
Lessons
legit. So pale ukipitia scriptures mbili tatu kuhusu finances, your life will be okay.
Yeah.
The Bible says, I don't know the verse or the chapter, but the Bible says, our wisdom
has made us perish.
No, what's the point of wisdom?
Foolishness.
Okay, yes. The foolishness of God.
Of God.
The foolishness of God is higher than our wisdom.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Like as much as he has some folly.
Yes, so imagine. The foolishness of God is higher than our wisdom. So no matter how you think, unajua kila kitu. Mungu anakuangalianga na anasema, manze. It's better ukuje kwangu now, you ask for direction.
Mm.
Because we as youths, we tend to think, we tend to try, ama we tend to behave as if we know everything, yet we don't know anything. So, before you begin something, ask God for direction. It will be very important, because this is a very productive stage
for
any human.
Yeah. So
we need to maximize the time you are having to do to be very productive in society and whatever you are working on.
And also sometimes you get the money and you don't know where to invest, how to do it. So I think it's, you just ask again God for direction to tell you, because ask for that wisdom to show you that this is where you should be able to invest, or to open eyes for you, to give you those opportunities. Yeah
So it's all about advice, it's all about asking God for wisdom, it's all about listening to your gut. I think that's what I loved about I think mostly I go with my gut and instincts. So this has been a very productive session that we're going to end. As we end, I want to remind you that this is the Christian Army podcast, whereby we are youths working for Christ, by Christ, and with Christ. So I'm still calling upon people who want to be guests. You can get in touch with us on all our social media pages. Also, if you want to share your testimony or your story, you can please get in touch with the number below on the poster, so that we can see and work out how it will go. So catch you again next Thursday right here on Agape Restoration Center, the Christian Army podcast. I have been your host, Gibson Gokshebet. Till then, mkwena barakan mingi.
Goodos.